Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, April the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a penny, 427 and a half. May wheat up 5 1/4 cents at 550 and a half. And May beans up 2 1/4 cents at 1176 and a quarter. A little bit of a bounce back here overnight. The metals are sharply higher. Silver's right at contract highs, up 80 cents an ounce here at 2670. Gold's up another $13. It did crack 2300 a coin or 2300 an ounce here. So very strong prices there. Crude oil is up another 50 cents a barrel. There's plenty of talk about inflation out here, but the funds seem content on, you know, selling more grain despite what was a relatively bullish corn number on Friday. Or Thursday, rather. We've got palm oil higher again off of the weakness in their currency there. That carried over into our bean oil. Bean oil is up 48 ticks overnight. We've got some rain and snow in the Midwest. It doesn't look like it's going to last long or be too heavy. Maybe an inch or two accumulation in some spots. But then again, it warms up again. And it looks like 10 days out, there's a pretty good planting window in the forecast. So overall, you know, the only thing that's really friendly out here are the metals and the crude oil. Is that enough to convince the funds to cover? It wasn't yesterday. In fact, they sold quite a bit more. So it's hard to say what they're going to do. The funds could trigger buying out here on any given day. But yesterday's closes in the grains and the beans were really very tough technical closes. Now, we were down yesterday due to this bird flu hitting one of the flocks in Texas. It looks like they're going to have to call 1.6 million chickens and another 330,000 pullets. The fear is that as the birds migrate north, they're going to take this disease with them. And not so much of a problem for cattle, but it would be a problem for the chicken market, which means if they're going to be, you know, calling a lot of this herd, that's going to take a hit on our corn demand and on soybean meal demand. So we'll see where we go here today. The dollar's just down 11 ticks, not enough to really make any effect on the market. But we'll see if the metals and crude oil can rally the grains here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.